Our Last Walk by Hugh Conway. If I wished to tell a love tale, I should begin this with the sweetest memories of my life and relate when and where Walter Linton and I first met, should describe my pride and happiness when I knew that he wished me to become his wife. The love we bore each other through life, even after life, may be made manifest as I write these lines, but it is not because I loved him I have this tale to tell. Other women have loved as I love, and I have mourned as I mourn. My life, so far as the joy and grief of it go, is but the life of thousands. Had Walter Linton, when first he asked me for the heart which was already his own, been put a poor, struggling man, I should have given him all as freely as I did then. If need had been, I could have waited patiently for years, or until fortune smiled upon him. Feeling this, I had no false sentiment as to sharing the worldly good that was his, although I was a penniless girl and brought nothing in my hands. Of course, kind friends around wondered why Walter did not choose a wife who would bring him wealth as well as love. No one could have given him more love than I could give him. That was all he wanted or asked for. He was 23 and his own master. I was 20 and utterly alone in this world. So we were married just 6 weeks after that happy spring day on which he told me I was dearest to him. Our home, a dear grey old house full of pleasant corners, was Draycote Hall, Somersetshire, not far from the Mendip Hills. Walter had recently inherited the house and the estates of Draycote, and when we took possession of our kingdom, which was almost as new to Walter as it was to me, life seemed to hold all that could be desired. Walter's income was sufficient for the life of a quiet country gentleman, a life to which he settled down and appeared to find every wish gratified in that happy existence. Shooting, fishing, and hunting gave him plenty of amusement, and the land, part of which he farmed himself, brought occupation and interest enough to make him feel that his life was not altogether an ideal or useless one. Then, to make our happiness complete, the children came. A girl, then one, two, three bonny boys. How merry and busy the old house grew with them. The sturdy rogues, how proud Walter was of them.